It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Welcome to the teaching ministry of Life Changing Ministries International with Dr. E.K.D. Quick. With your Bible in hand and your heart open to learn, let's join the teaching in progress.
From the book of Revelation, we are continuing our series on the book of Revelation, chapter by chapter, verse by verse. The key themes that we are learning in this series on the book of Revelation, number one, is that the first law of interpretation is that Scripture interprets Scripture. The second thing we are learning as a theme throughout this book of Revelation is that the book of Revelation has an abundance of symbology, but in all the symbolic language, there is still a literal meaning. This is Revelation chapter 6, part 2, verse 9 through 11. And when he had opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held. And they cried with a loud voice, saying, how long, O Lord, holy and true, dost thou not judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth? And white robes were given unto every one of them, and it was said unto them that they should rest yet for a little season, until their fellow servants also and their brethren that should be killed as they were should be fulfilled. Here in the fifth seal, we see the tribulation saints that are going to die during the great tribulation. These are believers that were saved after the rapture. These are believers, elect Jews and Gentiles that are saved after the rapture. And the altar under the souls in verse 9 speaks to the blood being shed. It speaks to their martyrdom. They will not be raptured up as we are. They must be faithful unto death. During the great tribulation, as spoken of in Revelation chapter 20, verse 5, there will be a death penalty for Christianity. There will be decapitation for those who are professing the Lord Jesus Christ. The state religion will be the worship of the Antichrist. There's going to be a image made unto the beast, we're going to learn in chapter 13. And any religion contrary to the worship of the Antichrist will be a penalty of death. We can see that they were martyred and slain just for the word of God, for being Christian, and for the testimony which they held, the testimony in Jesus Christ. In verse 10, they begin to cry and out loud, saying, how long, Lord, holy and true, dost thou not avenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth? So we can see they have limited knowledge, even though that we will be in heaven. They do not have omniscience, knowing the entire plan of God. And they are crying out as a result of righteous indignation. They are crying out because they are seeing things through the eyes of holiness, and they're seeing wickedness for what it is. They're seeing evil for what it is, what it truly is, and they're crying out for God's vengeance on individuals that unjustly took their blood, that martyred them for their faith. And in this pleading for righteous indignation, they're also pleading for closure, that what they are viewing from the mezzanine of heaven down on earth may end soon. Verse 11 speaks of them obtaining white robes, which speaks of their righteousness in Christ, as taught in chapter 19. They're given the comfort knowing they're going to rest for a season as God's will is fulfilled on earth. And this same comfort is given to us in 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 6 through 8. This echoes Revelation chapter 6, verse 11. And to you who are troubled, rest with us when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels. Verse 8, in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 6 through 8, echoing Revelation chapter 6, verse 11. Back to Revelation chapter 6, verses 12 through 17. And I beheld when he had opened the sixth seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood, and the stars of heaven fell unto the earth, even as a fig tree casteth her untimely figs when she is shaken of a mighty wind. And the heaven departed as a scroll when it is rolled together, and every mountain and island were moved out of their places. And the kings of the earth, and the great men, and the rich men, and the chief captains, and the mighty men, and every bondman, and every free man, hid themselves in the dens, and in the rocks, and the mountains, and said to the mountains and rocks, fall on us, and hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne, and from the wrath of the Lamb, for the great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand? Here we see in verse 12 a mega earthquake that is beyond the measurement of a modern-day Richter scale. This is the fulfillment that was warned by Jesus in Matthew 24. We're seeing the fulfillment and the beginnings of global catastrophes here on an exponential scale. In verse 12, we're seeing the sun become black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood. Here, we're seeing volcanic activity as the earth is ripped open in a multitude of places called fissures. And these fissures all through the globe, both on dry land and in the ocean, is releasing molten magma from below the surface that comes to the surface as molten lava. This volcanic activity can blacken the sky and can cause redness to be seen across the moon. Verse 13, we are seeing possible meteor showers falling upon the earth and peppering the earth with meteors that are falling from the sky. We're seeing volcanic action that can spew molten lava, but also fiery boulders that can also be spewed the size of buildings or greater that are spewed from the volcanic openings and from the fissures that crack open on the earth's surface. And these fiery boulders come down like stars from heaven. Remembering that as we read symbolic language, it has a literal meaning. Verse 14 speaks of the heavens departing as a scroll. This is likened unto tornadic activities, hundreds upon thousands of tornadoes waging a path of destruction throughout the earth, hurricanes off the scale, causing winds to destroy all in its path, causing a storm surge to erase and eradicate shorelines. For the scriptures says every mountain and island were moved out of their places. We're seeing the change of geographical structure on the earth because of the intense weather phenomena that God is using to judge the world. We're seeing the very picture of what the earth looks like being changed through this catastrophic phenomena, volcanic action, tornadic action, hurricanes, earthquakes, all this on an exponential scale that cannot be measured, causing the earth to be reconfigured. Verse 15, the kings of the earth and the great men, all those that are in charge at the moment, all those that are rich, all those that are imprisoned, all those that are in jail, all those that are free and bond, rich and poor, who are left behind and miss the rapture because of their unbelief in Christ, are giving us evidence that the world above the earth is being changed to the degree that they cannot survive on the earth, and they're going underground to hide themselves. There's no life that's survivable on the earth during this time of this weather phenomenon, and they're going to hide themselves in the dens of the rocks and caves. This is a echo of a warning given by Isaiah chapter 2 and verse number 19. And they shall go into the holes of the rocks and into the caves of the earth for fear of the Lord and for the glory of his majesty, and when he ariseth to shake terribly the earth. The scriptures always give warning of what's to come. Verse 16 in Revelation speaks of individuals wanting to die but can't die. They're crying out for the mountains and rocks to follow them. The catastrophic catastrophes that are happening on the earth are beyond the capability of them to withstand. Thunderings that pierce the eardrum in intensity and volume, lightnings, volcanic activity, earthquakes, hurricanes, tornadic activity, and all of the weather phenomenon that's beyond the control of man is so devastating to man that they cry out to die. This same warning is given by Jesus Christ in the book of Luke chapter 21, verses 25 and 26. Jesus says, "And there shall be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars, and upon the earth distress of nations with perplexity, and the sea and the waves roaring, men's hearts failing them for fear and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of the heaven shall be shaken." Jesus Christ is giving foreknowledge of why these individuals are hiding in the caves and rocks and begging to die, all because of the catastrophic catastrophes that are going on because of the judgment of God using the power of supernatural weather to judge the world. Verse 16 also says that they are crying out to hide them from the face of him that sitteth on the throne, that means God, and from the wrath of the Lamb. So during the time of the great tribulation, they're going to know it's supernatural. They're going to know it's not man-made. They're going to know that it's not something that's just going to pass. They know it's supernatural coming from on high, and there's nothing that they can do to stop it. And instead of them falling down on their knees, crying out to God, saying, "God, have mercy on me. God, save me. Jesus, have mercy on me," they instead cry out to die and beg the rocks and mountains to fall on them. The intent of this great tribulation is to bring them to their knees to cry out to God. Verse 17, they continue and say, "For the great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand?" Here they're echoing the day of the Lord. This day of the Lord that's taught in the book of Joel and in other scriptures in the Old Testament is a day or a season of God's wrath. It's a day or a season that God is now going to pour out his judgment in order to have individuals have one last opportunity to bow their knee and to cry out to God and to acknowledge that God is God. This day of the Lord is a season that is revealed in the form of the great tribulation, this 7-year period on earth that has supernatural catastrophe where individuals can do nothing but look up and cry out to God for mercy for individuals that have missed the rapture and must endure the judgment of God. This tribulation that begins with the rise of the four horsemen, the rise of the white horse, symbolic of the Antichrist, rising with false peace and false diplomacy, the red horse, the rise of global war, where the Antichrist is going to use a global economic collapse to take over the economic power of the nations, where the Antichrist is going to use global political collapse to take over the political power of the nations, where the Antichrist is going to use the military collapse of nations to take over the military power of the nations, and the rise of the third seal, which is the black horse, worldwide global famine, and the rise of the fourth seal, the fourth horse, the pale horse, death and hell as a result of the first, second, and third horse. The fifth seal, the tribulation saints that must be martyred for their faith in Christ. And the sixth seal, which is the beginning of supernatural weather phenomena that cannot be measured by man's devices. Hurricanes off the scale, tornadic activity off the scale, winds, thunder, lightning, earthquakes, volcanic activity, magma and lava, spewing boulders and fiery lava from fissures that have cracked throughout the earth, where the typography and the geography of the earth has been changed. Literally, islands and mountains moved out of their places, and individuals, as a result of their inability to survive on the surface of the earth, must go to the caves and dens inside the rocks and mountains to survive and cry out to God. This is Revelation chapter 6, part 2. And on today, if you do not know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, or if you have strayed away from His loving kindness, I invite you to pray with me this prayer of salvation, this prayer of rededication. Won't you bow your head and close your eyes and pray with me this prayer? Oh God, I am a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ died for my sins. I believe that God raised Him from the dead. Come into my heart. Come into my life. Save me today. Forgive me, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Thank you for listening to the teaching ministry of Life Changing Ministries International. LCMI is a Christian non-denominational teaching ministry based solely on the Holy Bible, dedicated to pleasing God, glorifying Jesus Christ, and ensuring that the Bible is the foundation in everything this ministry proclaims and endorses. For more information, log on to our website at lifechangingministries.com. Please join us again next time for more Bible teaching. And remember, we have the victory through Jesus Christ.